G'day, Daniel. How you doing?
Very well, thank you. How's recruitment coming along?
Yeah, it's been a very interesting and probably longest off-season I think the league's ever endured through 2020 and now into 21. But, yeah, we've sort of finally got our roster together. So hopefully we've got a few announcements in the coming weeks and we can, get some quality basketball on court in Bendigo.
How hard was it last year, obviously, with the announcement that everything stops? I mean, you've prepared for the season. There was talk that the season might be shortened / condensed / bubbles. That was the big word for 2020. How hard was it from a coaching perspective to say, look, the season's off to the players because they're training for this pretty much every day?
Yeah, correct. It was definitely shattering for the players. So, as a coach, I'm very fortunate. I could probably do it for a few years as long as my mind stays sharp. Mm. But the players, their time in sport is finite. So, a lot of those guys missing a year of their sport, which they love and they work so hard for, through no fault of their own, was obviously shattering for them. But obviously some more important things going on in the world. So basketball probably takes a second place to those.
And for pre-season this year, how's it been looking with the Braves?
It's been an interesting one and a learning curve. So obviously when players come back from 12 months or 9 to 12 months of inactivity, just working with those guys, we had a lot of niggly injuries first, through the first few months because guys have just been getting their bodies back going and things like that. So we've tried to take it really slowly. I've been saying that I think we're in pretty good shape now and hopefully holds us in a good stead for the season.
Now, of course, you've got some pre-season games happening this weekend?
Yeah, heading down to Dandenong. So it's sort of the league pre-season blitz. So we'll take on Geelong and Albury, which will be a good hit out for our guys.
Yeah, and then, of course, the NBL 1 season gets underway midway through April. I'm not sure of the date. Maybe you can help me out with that one.
Yeah, so April 17, we head to our friends in Mount Gambier. So we've got the long bus trip over there and into their cold gym, which they've had great success. So hopefully we put up a good fight and we can come away with the victory, but it'll be a good test in the first game, that's for sure.
Now, obviously, we're not revealing your full roster, but who have you signed so far for the Braves?
Officially, we've got the three signings out there. So big Ray Turner, our man in the middle, he's back again, which is fantastic for the club. Ray's a good person. A New Zealander by the name of Javan Mumtaz. So he was with Shepparton in the 2019 season and came across to us through 2020 and is now back, which is great to have. And another face that might be familiar with a few of the Braves loyal fans is Nelson Larkin, so the ex-coach Wayne Larkin's son. So it'll be a nice piece of history to have Nelson back at the club.
David Hogan is the Bendigo Braves coach joining us this afternoon on the Sideline View. Now, David, obviously the NBL was in town on Thursday night, another big crowd in attendance. What was your thoughts on having the NBL here in Bendigo? Because from my perspective, I thought it was fantastic, the ability to have a game like the NBL in our beautiful stadium.
Yeah, for sure. The BSL, the Bendigo Stadium, have done a fantastic job, as well as Bendigo Council, to get those games up here in Bendigo. And really, really showcase what Bendigo has to offer in terms of basketball and as well as a community. So to have such a high level standards of game here in Bendigo, it's only a positive.
David, really do appreciate your time. Go well this weekend and look forward to finding out a little bit more about those signings. Keeping your cards close to your chest, which, you know, you always got to do. Hey, David, enjoy this weekend and we'll catch up sooner rather than later.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, Daniel.